Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Lombard. Batting second. The second baseman, Damian Easley. Batting third. The DH, Dimitri Young. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Randall Simon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Robert Fick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wendell McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Shane Halter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brandon Inga. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ramon Santiago. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Sparks. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dan Wright. And now, play ball. George Lombard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lombard hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damian Easley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Easley takes first base on ball four. Dimitri Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin juggles the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Easley moves to second. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Simon is hit by the pitch. Easley moves to third. Young moves to second. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fick hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Easley tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santiago scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Fick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ordonez takes first base on ball four. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santiago fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Halter takes first base on ball 4. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Inga strikes out. There goes Halter. The throw from Alomar to second, and Halter is out. Two outs. Ramon Santiago is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santiago hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lombard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Lombard reaches second base with a double. Santiago goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Damian Easley batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Easley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Easley takes first base on ball four. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin strikes out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santiago scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Simon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fick is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fick takes first base on ball four. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Halter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Halter reaches second base with a double. McGee moves to third. Brandon Inga batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Inga is 0-for-1 in the game. Inga hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clayton hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santiago scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ramon Santiago is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santiago is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santiago strikes out. One out. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lombard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lombard strikes out. Two outs. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Easley is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Easley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ordonez strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Konerko moves to second. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santiago fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas scores. Konerko moves to third. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clayton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Graffanino now playing second base. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Simon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Right fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fick hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lombard. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Easily scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Fick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee bunts towards third. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shane Halter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Halter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Halter takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to second. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Inga is 0-for-2 in the game. Inga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Ramon Santiago is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santiago is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santiago hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Fick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Inga for a passed ball. Konerko moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Damaso Marte now pitching. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lombard is hit by the pitch. Damian Easley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Easley is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Easley is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young strikes out. 2 outs. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Simon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Simon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clayton takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Fick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Graffanino is 0-for-1 in the game. Graffanino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clayton moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Halter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Clayton moves to third. Graffanino moves to second. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Konerko hits a pop-up towards third. Halter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fick hits a line drive towards third. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Folk now pitching. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Halter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Halter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Brandon Inga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Inga is 0 for 3 in the game. Inga hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. McGee scores. Halter moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Ramon Santiago is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santiago is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santiago is hit by the pitch. Inga moves to second. George Lombard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lombard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lombard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it and throws to second for the out. Halter scores. Inga moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Antonio Osuna now pitching. Damian Easley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Easley is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Easley takes first base on ball 4. Lombard moves to second. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 4 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Inga scores. Lombard moves to third. Easley moves to second. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Randall Simon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Simon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lombard scores. Easley moves to third. Young moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Robert Fick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fick hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Paquette now playing first base. Jeff Farnsworth now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Lombard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a line drive into left field. Lombard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santiago scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Wendell McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGee is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McGee strikes out. 1 out. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Halter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Halter takes first base on ball 4. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Inga is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Inga strikes out. There goes Halter. The throw from Alomar to second, and Halter is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Acevedo now pitching. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clayton hits a line drive towards first. Paquette reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Graffanino hits a line drive into right field. Fick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Santiago settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.